Welcome to the eighth episode of the Solar Power Hour with myself, William Grant.
And I'm Austin Baer. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
Yep. Myself, I have almost 11 years in the solar industry as experience. If you're just tuning in, Sun Collectors has been around for 6 years now. I'm actually pretty sure it's the anniversary.
Nice. I'm going on my fifth year in the solar industry, which is pretty exciting. So it's been a solar coaster of an experience, no doubt. But again, we're very happy to have you guys here and to be able to share our information and our knowledge with you again on another installment.
Yep. Today, we're going to be talking about the changing in our mission statement. We've been out here for quite some time, and our mission statement has always been to make sure that solar had a good name and a good place and a reputation in Central Illinois. And that's changing a little bit with the times ahead of us and what's been happening with the programs over the last couple of years. So, Austin, you want to share our new mission statement?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think moving forward, again, with education, that's always been one of the biggest things and making sure that people have the correct information. And I think with the solar industry, one of the first things that people jump to is just either companies with bad reputations or the disinformation. And unfortunately, especially with the internet nowadays, it's, you know, who do you know what to believe or how do you know what to believe more so than anything? And unfortunately, you hear the word free and things of that nature thrown around all the time. And so our job is to make sure that people have, A, the correct information, but then also the most accurate information moving forward. And so I think with the legislation and especially with the climate right now, that's more vital than ever because there's so many things that could be misled or misconstrued. And so I think that it is a testament, again, as to why we've been here for now 6 years. So good job to us. But I guess moving forward, what it will continue to mean for us as well.
Yeah, and so put a bow on that, our new mission statement is to repair the reputation of solar in Central Illinois. For the last 6 years, we have been doing our absolute best to make sure that we do solar the right way and we set an example, and it's worked out really, really well for us. The authenticity that we bring to the homes and to our community has been the biggest reason why we are still around and we have the reputation that we do. And unfortunately, there have been some bad apples and some companies that have came in and gone out. There have been probably 10 solar companies that have gone out of business in the last 2 years that have touched Central Illinois. And the reason why the reputation needs to be repaired is when these companies come in and they go out, those people that either got signed up for a lease or a ownership model for solar, they no longer have someone to fall back on to service that system. And that's been a big philosophy of ours, and we'll get into that later, about making sure that we can help people that have been stranded. But in an ideal world, for the last 6 years, we would have been able to install everyone. You know, and at the end of the day, I can't control what people do. And we have been here to offer guidance and support for 6 years. But at the end of the day, people make split-second decisions. They get talked into by someone who is not local, or they don't do enough research in the company that they go with. And then at the end of the day, when that company either goes bankrupt or leaves town, that leaves them pretty stranded. And if you ever, and anyone listening or anyone watching this, if you ever have someone come into your home and say that solar is going to work flawlessly for the next 30 years, they are lying through their teeth and you should kick them out. Solar does break down for several different reasons. Austin, you want to go over those reasons?
Sure. There's a couple different factors with solar. Fortunately, if you have good servicing, they're all pretty easily manageable, but you have, you know, the inverters themselves. So you can have, something as simple as like if your Wi-Fi connection gets updated, you know, you might not think that your system might be updating properly. Very simple fixes, but a lot of misconceptions people have is that my system's not even operating or that it's not working properly. I would dare say that in due time, one of the biggest things that will inevitably happen is probably an inverter going out on one of the systems. Again, warranties are there to make sure that that's covered properly. They're very easily interchangeable. Just a fun fact, not to go too nitty-gritty into the science on this, but something that does distinguish our systems quite drastically from a lot of older systems or just a data technology in a sense is the fact that we use microinverters with all of our systems. And so what that allows us to do is have complete oversight over our entire system. So each panel produces as its own individual entity. And so from the consumer standpoint, what that means is you have an app that you're able to log into and you can view the entire system as it's producing in real time. And what that allows you to do is actually monitor the production of each individual panel. So let's say one were to not be producing, those microinverters And I guess the analogy I always like to use, just for people that are might not necessarily be too familiar, but think of like a strand of lights on a Christmas tree. If you pulled one bulb out, a string inverter is comparable to that, where the whole strand would cease production. And so on a string inverter, the whole system can suffer in production as well. But with microinverters, each panel produces as its own entity. And so if one panel were to go out, everything else around it can still be in full production. And so it does give you the ability to A, monitor, but then B, know that if a panel wasn't working, that you were able to rectify it and diagnose specifically which one it is pretty easily.
Absolutely. And there's simple things as well. Let's say you change your internet provider. If you change your internet provider, that is going to affect your system. You need to get it logged back in. And then we're there to support that. So there are a couple things, there are quite a few things that can go wrong with the system, even with a re-roof, right? Let's say you have an insurance claim, a hailstorm comes through, tornado, winds, knock up a shingle, whatever that is. You're going to need someone to take that system down and put it back up. And that's what we're here for. And let's talk about why solar companies go out of business. At the end of the day, with the net metering changes and the one-to-one credit and the power buyback changing drastically, beginning of November or January of this year, excuse me, there is a lot more of a challenging and difficult consultation to have with homeowners. There's a lot more detail that needs to be gone through, but there's a lot of benefit. So the value add proposition has completely changed. You are now getting a generator and a backup source of power for your home when you go solar nowadays with us. And that's phenomenal, right? And it's not to say that it's going to power your entire home forever, but you can pick circuits and loads that are important to you and your family. If the power's out for a week or a day or whatever that is, it'll turn on automatically. And the cool thing about these batteries as well is you can actually pick the circuits, and there are smart circuits that you can switch between. So that really does help out with power consumption, with from the battery, how much you're using, when you're using it. And people just have to be wise whenever they get solar installed on what they're picking and choosing. If you want to run your HVAC, all your deep freezers, your refrigerator, your stove, all these things, they draw a lot of current, draw a lot of power. And so the amount of time that you're going to have with that battery at full capacity is going to be lower. But the interesting thing is, let's say your power goes out on a sunny day, that battery is going to be able to get charged from your system. So unlike a generator where you're having to pay for gas or not propane, you are actually able to produce the power from a power system on your own home, which is pretty amazing. But with that being a more challenging sell and the value proposition going a different direction, a lot of companies have been just doing the standard old model, having people that are very undereducated going into explaining homeowners the simplistic version of solar without going into detail. And that's never how we've been able to operate, just because we want to make sure that every family and every business is making an educated decision. Because at the end of the day, if it's not a right fit for a family, we're going to be the first ones to tell you. And that's just to make sure that everyone has a good reputation, right?
Absolutely. And again, I like to take what we're doing here as a more so not necessarily copy and paste, but we're not the first state to necessarily be undergoing what we're going through right now, especially when we look at our energy rates and kind of taking reference out to the West Coast. And you can look at a state like California, where solar has been very prominent, but things of nature in terms of their power rates being almost 3 to 4 times higher than what our state is currently, that is in a sense where history can very easily and will very easily repeat itself. And they already have their scheduled brownouts that are occurring now. They already have blackouts that are going on daily. And that's prior to all the events that have recently happened. But so take that and now apply it to our state. And it's the difference of truly being able to be proactive versus reactive. And there are going to be instances, and this isn't meant to be, the boogeyman per se, but Ameren has already come out with statements prior saying that scheduled brownouts aren't impossible in the near future. And it is something that, again, there are going to be people that don't even have the ability to potentially, go forward with, solar and or backup generation, which that is just the reality of it. But then there's going to be a fair amount of people that, A, have a phenomenal opportunity to do so. And that's, again, why we hope that you can be in contact with us. But it's more so the idea of, again, just looking at the idea that history does repeat itself and that we're not the first state undergoing this. But the fact that we are here and able to provide this for homeowners is going to be insane moving forward. And I know, this is kind of the onset of the era of batteries for us moving forward, which is pretty wild. But even over the last 5 or 6 years, all the solar that we've already installed to this point, we're thousands of installations here locally now. And so it's really cool just to see how our impact is continuously growing exponentially. And now when I joined 5 years ago, I was already blown away at the fact that I was putting up solar on people's homes. But now just to think that I'm actually able to provide entire home generation is it's a very, very cool concept in terms of what we're building here.
It absolutely is. And I'm grateful for this community and grateful that we've been here for so long. And a lot of you watching that live in the local area knows an expression, if it plays in Peoria. And I'm very, very grateful to know that I've been here for 6 years and our company has played very, very well in Peoria. And I'm very grateful. And we did an episode, our last episode did get into a lot of details with the federal changes, the state changes, and the power changes. So if you're interested in more of those details, please visit our 7th episode on YouTube, Spotify, whatever your podcast streaming app is. And you will have a much better understanding of that. And I think we forgot to tell everyone Happy Valentine's Day as well.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Love is in the air. But love again, is in the air. It is. Again, really good anniversary time for Sun Collectors. Again, just the creation of this company. And again, our mission statement, again, beyond repairing the reputation of solars. I mean, we are a bunch of hippies at heart, I dare say. So I mean, we're all about love in a sense. But it is really cool just to, again, I do really take a lot of pride in, you know, just the reputation that we've been able to create and seeing the, you know, people are proud to enjoy Sun Collectors. And I love whenever people say, hey, I've seen your company, whether it had been on the Super Bowl commercial, if anyone got to see that, hopefully a few of you guys while you're tuning in got to see us and you'll continue to hear our commercials coming forward. So very much so looking forward to that as well.
Absolutely. And our reputation is, it is what it is. You know, we're not a perfect company, but we do go above and beyond for our clients if there is an issue that arises, because those issues do arise. No one in this world is perfect. And if anyone tells you that they are, they're a liar. But yeah, so something that you were talking about came to mind. And if for anybody that out there that knows Sally Snyder, she is a very influential woman in this community. She has been here for quite some time and she sings our praises because I think it was actually your system or a system that you quoted someone and you went out there and you told them that it was not possible because of the amount of trees that they had on their property. Mm-hmm. And that lady that told Sally was just so impressed that we would tell someone, hey, look, this is not a right fit for you. Mm. And there's constant stories about that all around the community. And that's what we're here for, is education first. You know, the solar is an expensive commodity and it's something that people do truly need. And I have a little expression that I share with someone and I'll share it with you guys now. If I could take all the information in my head and give it to every single person that owns a home in Peoria, our phone would be ringing off the hook for 3 weeks. Because it's just about how that information is conveyed and what you know and what you understand about what's going forward. And at the end of the day, it's the right time for some people and the right time might be in the future for others. People are moving into houses, but that's what we're here for. We're always here for, you know, any questions, comments, concerns for the people of this community, because we love it here.
No, absolutely. And again, when I think about the reputation and just what it means to me, again, just to kind of give a brief background, I was working at Jim's Bistro up in the Heights. That was how the opportunity was presented to myself. I had actually encountered William at that point and had the pleasure of serving him. And by the end of it, he had handed me a business card and said, you should definitely see what your talents can do in this field and see if this is something that you can pursue. And I am incredibly grateful for that. But to be a part of this company for 5 years now and to see what we've been able to do in the community and to see where, you know, our projects have taken us and the relationships have gone, and more so, again, just the overall impact, not just with myself and the systems I've installed, but our company as a whole, whether it's, you know, commercial, residential, everything in between now at this point, we have kind of become the you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Creme de la creme.
Yeah, creme de la creme, but we are the, we've set the standard, I'm sorry, but we've set the standard for solar in terms of when people think of what solar should be and how it should be done properly. We are the name that comes up. And I mean, it's something as simple as typing you type in Solar Peoria, we are the first and highest rated company that comes up. And little things like that, whenever I get to zoom out and go, this is very easy to take pride in because we have put in the blood, sweat, and tears to get to where we're at now. And William is right. We do things the hard way. And there's plenty of companies that have clearly not been able to withstand the test of time. And I remember when I got into this industry, there were some huge names that, you know, I felt like we were kind of a, you know, an ant in this whole, you know, jungle of solar titans, if you will. And now, you know, as a few years have passed, a lot of these guys have come crumbling down and we just kind of keep slowly rising up and up. And I love telling my customers that you don't have to be the biggest company to be the best. You simply have to be the best company to be the best. And I do resonate with that tremendously. And again, as our reputation grows, it's only going to continue to do well. But I do really think that there's something to be said about the fact that we don't do things the easy way. And there's, you know, there's some companies that can do an installation maybe a third of the time it might take us. And I love telling my people that, hey, we might be out here for an extra day or two because it's going to look right and operate properly. And that's as simple as that.
Yeah, there's a million small things that we try to do really well, whether that be the aesthetics, the equipment that we're providing, the customer service, the service on the back end. But let's talk about a bit of that philosophy and the mission statement, right? So we've shared this, I think, before on a previous podcast, and a lot of you in around Central Illinois know this to be true. Peoria loves to talk, right? It's a very socialite kind of town. And our philosophy here is that if we do right by someone, that maybe they'll tell two or three people, four people about solar, and maybe we can help someone else go solar, one or two people, right? But if you do something wrong or make a bad impression with the system that you install in their home, odds are they're going to tell everyone they know that solar is not a good fit, it sucks, it's a scam, whatever that may be. And that's why I'm very grateful that these companies are pulling out and falling down. Because at the end of the day, if they're not spreading so much misinformation and doing wrong by people, that starts to fade away and we can really start picking up the pieces that they've left behind. And that's kind of segueing into Oasis Electric, and we've talked about that before, and Sun Collectors as well. So at the end of the day, 2030 is how long this program is going to last in the state of Illinois. And there is probably not going to be a lot of need for solar consultations at that point. It'll be too far gone. The cost point will be too high. There's a plethora of different things that could happen. But at the end of the day, whenever we're able to transition to just doing service as Oasis Electric, we will still be here. We have a plan for the future, which I don't think any other companies around here really do. We are going to be here for the long term, not only doing our solar service, but everyone else's, because we want to make sure that people who made this investment into their future, into green energy, into sustainability, into cost savings is taken care of. Now, keep in mind, this is something that's been coming up lately. With these homeowners who have been sold on a 25-year warranty, which is just a manufacturer's warranty of the equipment, when we're going out to these houses, Austin, it's becoming a thing where customers are like, oh, but I thought I had a 25-year warranty. Well, no, you had a 5-year workmanship warranty that with a company that's now out of business. That would have covered your labor if they made a mistake. But that manufacturer's warranty that a lot of people have only covers the part replacement and shipping of that part.
Right. No labor is typically involved with those.
Absolutely. So if you have someone that has a system down, that's a friend or family member, we're happy to take a look at it. Just please know that there is a cost associated with that. We are a for-profit entity. We do need to make money. Our guys do need to get paid for their labor. So there is a cost to it. We do the replacement panel. We do the RMA is what we call it, or acquisition of a new panel from the manufacturer or new inverter from the manufacturer. So your costs will be saved on that end. But on the labor and diagnostics, with us coming to a system that we've never seen before and we didn't install, we are going to have to spend some time there figuring out exactly what it is. And we try to be as efficient and charge a reasonable amount of price. And at the end of the day, anything is better. Let's say it costs you $500, $1,000, whatever it is. It's better than having a $30,000 asset on your roof that's not working.
Absolutely. And I do think, again, there's really a testament to be spoken about there, because whenever I joined on to this company, my intellect or, you know, my know-how about how solar operated was, you know, almost non-existent. And then as I became more comfortable in the industry and, you know, we obtained Oasis Electric and started doing our own installations, I think that not even installations, but our own maintenance as well, I think that really, it spoke volumes about what our legacy is going to be here in the community and moving forward. And I cannot tell you what that means to me, and not even me, but our customers, I would say especially, that there is someone here to make sure that they are not even just here, but like all of our parts are crew members, like everyone is within, you know, 15 to 30 minutes of anyone that they need to be to. And I can't tell you how many other people I've gotten to speak with that not necessarily have had the pleasure of having our services, but those companies are no longer here, or they're left with, you know, they have a system, but they don't know who to contact or who to get in touch with if they have any problems. And that is the gold rush aspect that I feel like gets, you know, solar bad rep is, you know, you have a lot of companies that come in and their whole objective is just to put up as many systems as possible and then to move on to the next hotspot. And we're seeing that avidly right now as, you know, Ameren's changing their buyback program and net metering has come to a drawback. So now it's at this point now where I would say truly the people that are worth their weight in salt or whatnot, they're the ones that are currently standing here.
That, and then a couple of companies are still selling leases because it's easy.
Right? Correct. And that just, again, just to piggyback off our prior point, we don't do things the easy way. We will always, and that is why we don't touch leases. We simply are adding an asset to your house that you own. And I also think it'd be very important for us just to make the stark contrast. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the 25-year warranty that is most commonly placed with a lot of systems that only covers, again, parts and shipping. Mm-hmm. Our systems entail a 30-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that covers parts, shipping, labor. Not only is that on the solar itself, but it also is included with our batteries that we do as well. And guys, I cannot express enough that there is not another company in Central Illinois that is touching what we do with that. Mm-hmm. And that is truly, again, one of the things that I will proudly say puts us on a pedestal compared to our competitors. It's not the easy way to do it, but it is absolutely the most peace of mind and the most correct way that you could set up a homeowner and a family for energy independence for the next 3 to 4 decades.
Yeah, and because ultimate reality is, you know, batteries do have a warranty. The new ones we're installing now are 15 years. The ones we installed previously were 12 years. But that extended warranty is amazing for homeowners. Mm-hmm. Battery capacity, anyone that's ever seen someone drive a Tesla, anyone that's ever had a phone, anybody's ever used a battery, you know that recharge rate for that battery does diminish over time. So essentially what you're doing is guaranteeing yourself a replacement battery in the future, which is awesome, right? And the cool thing about these companies and the battery companies, panel companies, is what they'll typically do, let's say it's 15 years down the line, you'll actually get a new state-of-the-art battery to replace the old one. Mm. And so your capacity could be different. Like, there's all kinds of little things that could happen with that battery that actually improves your system in 15 years. And people like to think about that technology difference. We've done podcasts on that in the past. One of the things I do want to talk about as well is the local aspect, right? We are founded and here in Central Illinois. Our consultants are employed here in Central Illinois. Our installers are in Central Illinois. So when you're talking about these other companies that are still around doing leases, a lot of these guys, and I was talking to someone on a plane the other day, are coming out from Utah, Nevada, New Mexico. So whenever they're getting paid, odds are they're getting paid and they're paying the income tax in their other state. Odds are that they're not spending the money they make in this state, paying the tax dollars to push our state forward. So keep that in mind, too, when you're thinking about wanting to make Peoria a better place, and Peoria is becoming a better and better place every year. Keeping it local really, really matters, and that's how we're going to thrive as a community. So with these other people coming in and out, they're not spending their money here. They're just making money off of you. They're taking actually money out of our community and putting it somewhere else, or taking it somewhere else. And that's very important to us, and that's why we give so much back to the community and all the different foundations that we give money to and give our time and volunteer with, is because this community means the world to us. You know, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for people like yourselves listening and all of our clients trusting us and right. The mission that we're here to do. So again, just to reiterate, our mission statement for this year is to, and probably for the foreseeable future, is to repair the reputation of solar in Central Illinois.
Absolutely. I think it would be, just to kind of talk about like what that means to us, or, you know, just what, you know, moving forward, I guess that means for our industry. And I do think that there is something to be said, and we are not a perfect company by all means. And I think that only helps us even further, because there have been trials and tribulations that we've been able to go through. But I also think that that's why we're able to sit here and so confidently say, hey, you know, with all the legislation, everything that's kind of up in the air, we are confident that we are still going to be able to provide the utmost and most proper service. And even, again, I always tell people it's obviously very important up to the installation, but I would also always argue the next, you know, 20 or 30 years of service are very important as well. Mm-hmm. And that is, again, concretely why we are here.
Oh, yeah. Just a fun fact for everyone. Everything you see in this podcast studio, besides the mics, this right here came from a charity in Chillicothe that we sponsored that was on the table. This is from Lonnie Stewart. That's from Cassette. She's an artist here in Peoria.
You're surrounded by Alex Carmona's pieces as far as the eye can see.
Yeah.
Which, shout out to Alex Carmona.
Yeah, he's running for a city council right now, or county council. Mm-hmm. We really do support local, and we are local here. And that's what makes a big difference and why we set ourselves apart and why we care so much. And I think that'd be a good time to segue into our stories and why we care and what it means to us. Austin, you want to go first? Or you want me to
go first?
Sure,
I'd happily go first. So again, I'm a Peoria native. I went to Washington Gifted Middle School, and then Richwoods. I did the IB program whilst there, which is a phenomenal program, and then had the pleasure of going to Bradley University. And so my graduation from Bradley was a little unorthodox, but it led, again, everything in life happens for a reason. But again, my whole family's from Peoria. My mom and dad are both living here currently. Hi, mom. Hi, dad. All my grandparents, again. So when I say that I'm deeply, deeply rooted and ingrained in Peoria, I truly say that, I mean, I went to the Christian Center playing Little League baseball and soccer. I grew up on the Glen Oak Park. My dad, I grew up over there. And so just playing, I mean, I don't know. This place is very home to me, which is awesome since we have panels up on emos. I don't know. There's just like a lot of nostalgia throughout that area. And so, I mean, I can go on and on about, even just again, very, very much so. Happy to I truly say that I work for the best and the first solar company in Peoria because this is where I'm from. And so, again, my story in terms of how I was brought onto this team, I kind of hinted at it earlier, but whilst at Bradley, as many of you guys know, Bradley's not necessarily free, but I was working at Jim's Bistro while paying my way through school and ran into William and some of the other members of the team and had the pleasure of serving them dinner. And by the end of the meal, they handed me a business card and again said that you should definitely at least try out your talents and see what you can do with us. Again, I can be very transparent and vulnerable with everyone. I did not know anything about solar 5 years ago, except minus the fact that they, conceptually went up on your roof, and that was about it. Definitely got my teeth kicked in, as I like to say, for a few years, but in the best way possible, because I studying nursing at Bradley was obviously had my brain geared toward one direction, and then to, redirect, or I don't want to necessarily say 180, but to just to go in a bit of a different direction. It was a little scary at first. I mean, obviously it took a little bit of courage to say, okay, I'm gonna divert from what my studies have been or what I've been this path has been for myself. But I found a lot of trust in this team, and I found a lot of mentors or people that were willing to teach. So I saw the opportunity there and got to experience different solar markets. I was able to travel out to the West Coast, California, and see how their solar market operated for a little bit. Got to do a little bit of work in Virginia just to make sure, or I guess just to add a couple more miles onto my soul in a sense, but doing solar quite literally coast to coast and then being able to bring that intel back to Peoria and service the community here has kind of brought us to, I guess, where I'm at currently. But my whole, journey at this point, I mean, it almost seems like something out of a movie because I never, planned for necessarily me to be in the seat and having a solar podcast with you 5 years deep into this industry, but it's really crazy how it's all come to fruition. And again, it's very cool to see where our company's reputation is leading or has led and what it's going to continue to be. But that's, I mean, if I can really tie my whole story into it or put a nice little bow on it, I truly am, thankful for how the stars aligned and how many, things had to come into place. Again, it's not necessarily what I set out to do by any means, but I do truly love being able to tell people I wouldn't work for another solar company, nor do I see myself doing anything else at this point because of how organically everything's come together. And I'm embedded with this company and what we've done here.
Absolutely. I appreciate you sharing, Austin.
Thank you.
And you mean the world to us and to me as well. My story is a little bit more complicated and it's a sadder story, but I don't look at it that way. It made me who I am. I am a nomad. I moved here 6 years ago because I wanted to make a difference in a market that may not have been helped without us. Going back to when I was born, I was, my mother was a drug addict. I was born with drugs in my system. My father was an alcoholic. He was an old Marine. And so by the seventh grade, I'd already went to 22 different schools, being tossed around from family member to family member. Relative to relative. Luckily, we stayed out of DCFS and foster care, thanks to my grandmother, who was my entire world. And what that taught me, and even though we had such a challenging life and everything was very difficult, my family was everything. It was people to me, not money, not income, not status. It was all about the people that I surrounded myself with. And they still mean the world to me. Unfortunately, now, fast forward till 2020, my father passed away when I was trying to start up a solar office in Charlotte, North Carolina. Actually, the day I was leaving Peoria to go start an office, I got a call, or I called the hospital at the Peoria airport, and they told me he was dead. And so I had to go back and try to start a solar office in Charlotte in 2020, and then also had a few other things happen that year, which we'll get to. But yeah, so the people around me, my brother, my two grandmothers, and my father and my mother were everything. That was all I had. So it's always been about people. I did, just start to develop a love for learning. I always wanted to be like my dad when I was young, wanted to be a Marine, kick down doors. Then I started to realize that I had a pretty good head on my shoulders and wanted to start utilizing that. Wanted to be an electrician, then a journeyman electrician, then a master electrician. And then I ended up just getting a scholarship because of the VA to NC State for electrical engineering. Throughout that time, I was taking care of my grandmother because, again, she was my entire world. I took care of her through college, and I met Hunter, my business partner, at a music festival called Bonnaroo about 8 years ago. And whenever that happened, he was talking to me about consulting with solar. And I was like, that's really interesting. And the money I was making getting out of engineering was not exactly sustainable with an entry level engineering position, trying to take care of my grandmother and myself and pay off what little debt I had accumulated after college. It was just not the optimal situation to be in. So I took a leap of faith to try to provide for my family in a better way. I moved out to Colorado, started consulting there, and then fast forward a little bit, we moved to Las Vegas and Nevada, started Sun Collectors in its infancy there, helped quite a few people out that we still service and still take care of. That was 7 years ago. And then we were doing a lot of market research, figured out that what our calling was to do was to make sure that we made a difference with solar opposed to some of these big companies to target metropolitan hubs. And to reiterate something for everyone here, we are the oldest standing solar company in Central Illinois. There are other electrical contracting companies that have been around before us that do solar now. But as far as a solar company, we are the oldest standing solar company in Central Illinois, and we're proud to say that. But yeah, so then, you know, we started it 6 years ago. It was very, very difficult. People did not believe in solar. And fast forward a little bit, we have a solar install in every single neighborhood in Peoria, at least, if not in the entire greater Peoria area. And so with that being said, you know, I talked about my father passing away, and then my grandmother ended up passing away later on that year in August. And it was like my whole world got ripped apart. It was like I didn't have anyone else with me. I know they're still with me. I know they're still pushing me forward and guiding me along this path that I'm on. And I'm very grateful for that. And so it really had made me realign my reason why to keep going and why to make a difference. And it's people like you listening, as people in the community that we serve, as the people that I employ, as the people that I am going to help in the future, that really keeps me going, because I know I'm making a difference here and I know our company is doing it the right way. And that's why we consistently go above and beyond for people. And so what I always tell people is I got salesmanship from my mother, my heart from my grandmother, and my intelligence from my father. And so it's all about how you frame things, and it's all about what you can look at and take from in a positive light. And that's how I run my life now. That's how I run this company. And so, yeah, that's just a little bit about myself. If anyone's curious, the story is a lot more deeper and crazier than that, but that's a good overview for time's sake.
Good contrast to mine, for sure, for sure.
But just a little different, but there's nothing wrong with
absolutely
that.
Absolutely, no. And that's why we love you, Will. You are who you are, and you wouldn't be you without your story. And again, I think your story has a reflection in yourself, which is reflected in this company. And again, not necessarily the easiest upbringing, but just a testament of your fortitude and just your personality in itself. And I think that is very heavily reflected in our values and, you know, how we operate as a company. So again, not necessarily the easiest path, but everything does happen for a reason. And I think that there's a much bigger ripple effect with all that than, you know, we probably even realize right now. So,
Just waiting for the rest of the companies to fall so we can really make sure that Peoria and the greater Central Illinois area is taken care of. You know, I think leases were the worst thing that the Illinois Power Agency ever approved. That and power purchase agreements, but that's neither here nor there. Their reputation will catch up with them eventually. And anybody watching, just do your research. You know, that's just a funny tidbit for you, man. Like when we first started out, it was because solar was so new and no one had really seen it. Everyone wanted to like rip our company apart, like going diving in, like, where's this? Where's that? Where's your like certificate of good standing? What's your EI? And like just all these crazy things that, but you would never expect a homeowner to ask nowadays because they've seen it. They've seen the proof.
It's just there.
Yeah. And so it's like, but they also, because there's so much solar and this is kind of our fault for putting so much solar on the grid, they're not really checking these companies like they should be, in my opinion. You know, check Better Business Bureau, check the reviews, check what materials they're installing, check their, like, they're not going to necessarily give you their financials, but you know, just make sure that they're doing things the right way and their reputation is what it is. And they have a long-term vision for the future. Cause again, solar does not last forever without having some issue arise. And most commonly it's the internet thing, right? But if the internet's down, you're in the Illinois Power Agency can't see that the system is producing, then they're going to get upset with you because they paid you a bunch of money up front. Mm-hmm. And so you got to make sure that those things and the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed and the boxes are checked. And by all means, you know, go with the company that you feel best to go with. That's not going to hurt my feelings anyway. And if for whatever reason that company does go out of business and you need some help, we are here to help. You can contact Sun Collectors or you can contact Oasis Electric for your friends, yourself. We're starting to work with the Illinois Power Agency as well to start taking care of some of these stranded customers. So I'm very excited for that, excited for what the future brings, and excited to, you know, just keep repairing this reputation that we've so hard tried to keep alive.
Absolutely. And again, I think 2025 holds a lot of promise. Again, it's kind of the new era of batteries and what we're able to provide for customers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for people that are just curious of what that entails, again, it's just the idea of that you can have peace of mind, and it's as much independence from Ameren or your power supplier as you can have at this point. And it's truly a phenomenal thing. The idea of if the grid inevitably, which will start happening at some point or another, but when that grid goes down, it's the idea that you can maintain peace, that you can still have home sanctity, and that, you know, it's available. And so again, I'm very fortunate to be in a position to where I'm able to help more families in the upcoming future. And I hope that you guys, you know, that everyone that's watching, if you guys are curious or open-minded, let us know. That's our job. That's what we're here for. And again, if it's not a good fit, it's not necessarily the most fun conversation, but we'll mm-hmm. also tell you that as well. But it's just know that you will be properly informed. And I think at the end of the day, just having that education is what allows people to make a good decision for their home and their families.
Absolutely. So I think that's it for today. Everyone watching live, thank you for tuning in, and everyone on the podcast, I appreciate you. We'll have another episode out in 2 weeks. We're going to be gone next week. And hopefully, and trying to get a realtor in the office. We were going to do that last week, but I was very, very sick. So the next guest on should be a realtor to talk some about equity ad and what that looks like. Looking to get some appraisers on and some very interesting people in the community to come talk about their opinions and their perspective on solar in our company. So looking forward to those.
Absolutely, absolutely. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Thank you again for tuning in. And we will see you guys in the next episode of the Solar.